The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. Polluted streams in West Virginia may prove an unexpected source of key minerals used in modern tech, from mobile phones to military hardware. VOA's Steve Barragona takes a look at it.
Roughly 4,000 kilometers of West Virginia streams are orange from pollution called acid mine drainage.
So all the sand around here has that orange cast to it, so it gets a lot of iron.
Paul Zimkevich heads the West Virginia University Water Research Institute. He says water draining from the region's old coal mines turns the streams that color. It's as acidic as vinegar, and it kills fish and insects.
100% fatal. it's bad.
Zimkevich has spent the last 30 years trying to clean up acid mine drainage, but he recently discovered that treating it produces an unexpected bonus.
So when you treat acid mine drainage, the thing you do is you raise the pH of the water, and you also oxidize it. Chemically, that causes the transition metals to fall out of solution. They become something we call sludge, generally orange, but it turns out that's also where the rare earth elements went.
Rare earth elements make some key modern tech work, like the magnets in wind turbines and cell phone speakers.
If you were using a conventional iron magnet in your cell phone would be like a brick, for example. You can miniaturize things.
Fighter jets, night vision gear, and other military hardware rely on rare earths. But most of the U.S. supply comes from China. That's a problem when the two countries are in a trade war. Scarcity is not the problem with rare earths, despite the name. Coal and other minerals contain them, but in very low concentrations. They dissolve in acid, though, which is why Zimkevich found them in acid mine drainage.
It's basically letting nature do for free what you would have to do with a great deal of time, effort, and money.
Zimkevich and his colleagues have developed a way to purify the rare earth elements from those polluted streams.
So it separates continuously the rare earth elements and leaves the junk behind.
He says acid mine drainage could produce at least 1,000 tons of these critical minerals out of the roughly 10,000 tons the United States uses each year. And the money provides an incentive to clean up more waterways. Steve Barragona, VOA News, outside Morgantown, West Virginia.
This has been Time for Technology. Make sure you're with us next week for a new edition. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.